flush in 2016. It was back in, it is recent.
What can you do?
Yeah, what are you trying to do? Okay. Well, this was beyond this year, it's flush in 2016.
Anybody grab you, anybody?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Minus 15.
Minus 15.
Minus 5 and 4.
Okay, what did you do for Jude?
Okay, that's number what?
5.
Number 5? Okay, flush in 2016. Okay, no. 5, minus 5 and 2.
5, minus 5, 2.
Okay, that's
what we
need.
That's it?
That's easy. So tonight we're upon a new scripture, right?
What do we have? I don't know if it's 10, if it's 2:15, or if it's 2:10.
Acts 2:6.
Yeah.
You're a book. You only get a minus 40 points for here.
Okay. Acts 2:6.
Why don't you give us a scripture and you started talking about it, and it's like, oh, class is over.
Yep. Yeah, 2:6.
Was it 2:6?
2:6.
Yeah.
You give the value.
Yeah, we have the
bottom on the first page.
give him a prize at the end.
I don't think we have a grappling.
Would you like to ride?
After I spray it.
We should have more last group.
There's a bunch over there now.
Are there over there?
Yes.
Oh. Can you run and get us about
dozen?
Well, I'll get the one for everybody.
Okay.
Get a hand, get a wad.
Well,
if you're going to break your leg the last week and not be able to finish it, I recommend you break your leg now so that you won't have any excuses and finish that.
I said,
have monthly decided the first 3 weeks of accidents, overtime at school, deaths in the family, and all the other good excuses people have for not getting their assignments in. And last week, speaker assignment, it's 1 week assignment, probably not good. So, you know, there's always somebody who leaves at the last minute, and they have death in the family, and have to go to town, and they get their assignment done. So, you know, monthly, death in the family, and they take care of it.
I thought we just got an assignment.
I recommend you get your assignments in first week so you can have all your accidents the next 3.
Yeah.
Acts 2:6. Some people are going to be late for the rapture.
We're in the process of reading what we're going to put down.
You take notes on this?
Yeah.
Just started.
Just started on it.
This sound occurring. Sound could be voice, sound, noise is not quite as accurate. The King James has, at this sound, or something like that. Oh, and this was noise to Braz, the King James says. Occurring, taking place, happening. This sound happening. When this noise was heard, at this sound, those are all close. When this was noised abroad, it begins to sound like, you know, the rumor passed through the camp or something. And then the worst thing, the rumor of this having come. Mm. And I'm going to give you that a -5 because I'm not putting any consequence here. Although I suppose it could be argued there should be some. Pretty straightforward. Any questions?
What is the revelation? What was this sound?
Acts 2:6. At this sound or voice.
Voice.
I think it is the speaking in tongues that was going on drew a crowd.
In loud voices, speaking in tongues, and loud voices.
At the sound, the multitude was gathered together, and so forth. Some think it was the rushing in the sky and the mighty wind that attracted the crowd. No big deal to me. It's a matter of interpretation. I don't agree with that at all. But, you know, that was thought by some. And then the rumor of this having come. No, I mean, that could be hours later. Because when they came, they were speaking in tongues. Not the rumor went through the city and, you know, people showed up 3 or 4 hours later. To what Tyndale asked.
This was noise about.
When this was noise about?
Yes.
This was noise about.
What are you giving something like that use?
That a -1. I think I'm going to change that new material. You don't need this to hear us.
When the sound was heard.
When this sound occurred.
King James 2.
When this sound had come.
Do you have an ESV?
When this sound was heard.
Merrick.
And when this voice was heard.
NAS.
When this sound occurred.
RSV. RSV. Anyway.
I got you, Scott.
Oh, excuse me. At this sound.
Crowd get it. 20th century.
When this sound was heard.
Fenton.
When this sound was heard.
Fenton.
Let's hear. So when this noise is heard.
Anybody else have noise?
Ink gun. Roof ink gun. I'm not sure.
Anyone who had that noise at all?
Tyndale.
Tyndale.
Tyndale had noise? Or no. Noise about?
Noise about. That's the
noise about. Well, yeah.
Sound was heard.
Good speed.
Good speed. Good speed. Yes, the sound was heard.
Fine.
When the sound came.
CB.
The sound was heard.
Berkeley.
Berkeley, when the sound was heard.
Phillips.
When they heard this sound.
Okay.
When the sound came.
Good news.
Came to their ears. When this sound was heard.
Early.
When the speaking was heard.
Later.
When they heard this strange sound.
Knox.
Was heard.
Nav.
These heard the sound.
Diagnostic is really surprising for a literal. It says, the report having been circulated.
And the rumor of this having come.
But the rumor of this having spread.
And this sound occurring.
Okay. And this report prevailing.
Could you read?
Oh, go ahead and repeat that again.
Please.
This report prevailing.
Oh.
How's Gabi?
Gabi.
Okay.
World, when this sound was heard.
Concordant.
Now, when this sound occurs.
New world.
As the sound took place.
Simple.
They heard the noise.
Do we need more?
Mm-hmm.
Two or more.
The sentence. A large group of them came together because they heard the noise. In the sentences, they were confused.
Recovery.
And when the sound occurred?
New century.
When they heard this noise.
In numeric?
Numeric is. And when this voice was heard. Two dots before.
Yeah, RSV. We have Weymouth.
When this noise was heard.
Any other repeats? Verse 12. Take two ratings there. Amazed and in doubt. Amazed and in doubt. The word amazed is to stand out of oneself in astonishment. To stand beside oneself in astonishment. It's a strong word. So it's to be beside yourself. Amazed is, you know, not quite as powerful as that. To be beside yourself, if we give that a 5, or astonished, you know, like a 4 or something. Amazed, I'm only giving that a 3. And then surprised, oh, like a 1 or a 2. In doubt is to be without a way. To be without a way. The idea is at a complete loss. At a complete loss. So, at a complete loss, I'm giving that a 5. In doubt, I'm giving that like a 2. And then perplexed, you know, a little stronger, like a three. Troubled, I'm only giving that a one. As you can see, I'm not putting a lot of consequence here. But it's interesting to see which translations will really bring something like this out. Any questions here? Some of the most common ones are amazed and bewildered, amazed and puzzled, amazed and perplexed. So can you put a rating for all of those? Did you rate the word at all? I think I'll give that like about a three. Any questions? Let's see what Tyndale has to say.
They were all amazed and wondered.
Wonder.
Amazed and wondered.
Upset. Yes, astounded and upset.
Upset has kind of several meanings. It could mean they were mad, or it could mean they were upset. Well, you know, upset could mean just completely at a loss. You know, where you're just... completely overwhelmed by something. Usually upset means the person's irritated. New King James.
Amazed and perplexed.
Dewey isn't here. King James 2.
Amazed and in doubt.
Same as King James. ERV and ESV.
Oh, sorry. Amazed. Amazed and perplexed. For both.
Merrick.
Same.
NES.
Amazement and great perplexity.
Give us a few words before amazement.
And they continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, what does this mean?
NEV.
They were amazed and perplexed.
20th century.
Utterly amazed and bewildered.
Fenton.
Enraptured and puzzled.
Enraptured. The idea is to stand outside of yourself with the word enraptured. But enraptured has about four meanings. So, really, it's ambiguous.
Puzzled.
What do you mean puzzled?
Puzzled, and all probably like wondered. Like,
okay.
Wayne.
They were astounded and bewildered.
Moffitt.
Amazed and quite at a loss. Surprised and puzzled.
CB.
Amazed and bewildered.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. They were all amazed and at a loss.
Phillips.
Everyone was utterly amazed and did not know what to make of it.
Beck.
They were all amazed and puzzled.
Good news in here, living.
Amazed and perplexed.
Jerusalem.
Amazed and unable to explain it.
Barclay.
Astonished and completely at a loss.
Weist.
Astounded to the point of being beside themselves and were wholly at a loss what to think.
were beside themselves with amazement and were puzzled and bewildered.
Surprised and in doubt.
Kingsley.
Astonished and troubled.
Norley.
Astounded and perplexed.
Pleasure.
Surprised and wondered.
Knox.
Knox is beside themselves. Let me read this. So they were all beside themselves with perplexity and asked one another, what can this mean?
Beside themselves with complexity.
All amazed and perplexed.
Matt.
They were dumbfounded and could make nothing at all of what had happened.
They were all astonished and perplexed.
Yeah.
Amazed and in doubt.
Darby.
Amazed and in perplexity.
Father.
But they were all beside themselves and were utterly at loss. At loss.
Wait,
go around. Astounded and bewildered.
World.
Amazed and perplexed.
Concord.
Concordant. Amazed and bewildered.
Lamsa.
Amazed and stunned.
Amazed but confused.
Recovery.
Amazed and perplexed.
New century.
Amazed and confused.
What was Lamsa?
Amazed and stunned.
What was simple?
Simple was amazed but confused. What was
were beside themselves with amazement and were puzzled and bewildered.
Amazed and puzzled.
Good news.
Good news isn't here.
Basic?
No, good news. Not here.
Basic?
I'm sorry, basic?
St. John 1:12. Many as believed on him, to them gave the power to become the sons of God.
John?
1:12. Exousia means authority. So then they have the authority to become the sons of God, which is a different concept of power. Authority I'm giving in 5, what should I give power? Depends on how they word it. Ability is How about privilege? Another idea.
Zero.
Well, then power should be.
There's a truth. There's a truth to privilege, but it's not what this verse is saying, really. Any questions or comments or discussion about
privilege?
I checked Luke 8:46, where virtue flowed out of Christ. Remember the woman took hold of the hem of his garment? Luke was dunamis. Everybody has power except the Tyndale, Dewey, and King James. They have virtue. Everybody else had power. So I'm dropping that one. And in looking up, like Luke 9:1, he gave them power and authority. Everybody has that right. Acts 1:8, you should receive power. Everybody has power. I think Mary had authority, though. But then Hebrews 11:11, Abraham received strength to conceive seed. There's dunamis again. We might want to check that out. See if they want to translate that power. Check that out later. Let's get into this one. I did kind of a little study on dunamis and exousia to see if I could come up with anything. John 1:12 is really the only verse I could come up with that was anything. Sometimes when you get two Greek words that are similar yet different, it's interesting to do a word study on them and then maybe run through the translation, see if the translations make any distinction. What's your Tyndale on John 1:12?
Power.
Tyndale has power?
Yes.
Adams.
Adams has the right.
The right to become the sons of God. New King James.
The right to become the children of God.
King James power. King James 2.
Authority.
ERV and ASV?
Right.
Numeric.
Authority.
A. NAS.
Right.
NEB.
Right.
20th century.
Right.
Fenton.
Right.
Wayman.
Wayman was privilege.
Often.
The right.
Goodspeed
was right.
Right.
Chance.
What?
You're kidding.
Chance?
The chance?
As many as accepted him, he gave the chance to become children of God.
Oh, gee.
Well, chance is kind of like opportunity. And opportunity is not so far from privilege. But,
no, you're fine.
It's not chancy, it's the chance. Opportunity.
Yeah. how to read.
CB.
Right.
Ability.
Phillips.
Power.
Beck. Power. Living.
Empowered.
Dragon.
Authority.
Yeah.
Authority.
Darby.
Right.
Brethren.
Authority.
Gobi.
Gobi, right.
World.
Right.
Concordant.
Right.
Lamza.
Power.
Simple.
Right.
Recovery.
Authority.
New century.
The right.
Concordant.
Concordant. Right.
New world.
Not here.
No, wait, that was not. New King James Equivalent to
right?
How would you rate Weeds? I think it was legal, right?
I give that 5. Let's all look at Hebrews 11:11 and see if they have anything different for dunamis there than power. King James has strength. Let's just look at it, and if they don't know what they do, we'll drop it.
What's the Greek there?
Dunamis. Hebrews 11:11 says that he receives strength. You see the context?
Yeah.
Let's check it out. Maybe we won't take it.
Let's
check it out. If it's an adverse, how many faith would be it, though?
Should read by faith.
By faith she received strength.
Right.
She received strength? Right, strength is the word you want. So strength is the word you want.
What strength? Sense. Okay.
By faith she received dunamis.
By faith she received strength. Okay, strength.
And have power all 3 months.
The strength in New King James, strength in Derby.
I got power.
I got ability.
Ability. Was able.
Physical vitality.
Physical vitality?
Isn't that kind of strength?
Is it spiritual or physical strength that you're being referred to?
Well, I think it's the miracle in her body that enabled her to conceive. But she received power from God, God's power. More than that, so.
Would you read was able?
I didn't even have minus 5. I didn't like that.
About ability.
Same thing. Yeah. Physical vitality. Well, it's about like strength, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are we reading? Strength now?
It's physical. Oh. Limits you that it can't be spiritual.
Well,
it was a physical thing.
How do you know?
To attain physical vitality.
Well,
if you receive power, that doesn't necessarily mean you receive physical power.
But the point was, the barren became pregnant.
Right.
So there was some type of physical
ability.
Well, I don't know if it was an ability.
So then you're going back, well. In other words, your body is becoming able, or else you receive power.
But it sounds like a physical capacity, but a spiritual strength, a spiritual endowment, a spiritual
something. I think when you tack physical on there, then you limit the verse to physical strength instead of it.
By faith she attained.
You could say the same thing when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. She received physical ability to...
Well, she did.
Right, but that isn't what the Scripture said, eh?
That's right. Well, physical vitality worse than strength?
Yes.
Yeah, because it limits you to a physical strength.
Okay.
If they just said physical dunamos,
I take strength as physical strength.
Yeah, but you can take power as physical power too. But you can't limit it to that.
Ability.
Then it leaves it open. If they tack on that thing, then they tie it down to something that the Scriptures aren't tying it down to.
Ability to change.
All right. We got a minute here.
It's too late. This is it.
The second
round.
Yeah.
Physical vitality.
Is the best one.
Pick up some cash.
RSV, good news, NIV, New World.
Good mind.
You know, we got to need to come back in mind.
RSV and NIV.
RSV.
One word.
And.
Yeah.